Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 4. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moses, Moses." "Here I am," Moses replied. Moses' life was remarkable. He was born in Egypt when the people of Israel were in slavery there, and Pharaoh had gone to extraordinary lengths to kill all the Israelite baby boys. Moses had miraculously survived and was brought up as a member of Pharaoh's household. Years later, he saw one of his own Israelite people being abused and, in his anger, killed the perpetrator. Moses soon recognized that his own life was in danger, and so he fled from the country. He got married to Zipporah, and in our reading today, we find him looking after his father-in-law's sheep. The life of a shepherd was a tough one. The heat could be intense, and Moses continually needed to be alert to the threat from wolves and other wild animals. Much of what happened was familiar and predictable. However, in the midst of his busy working day, he was suddenly aware of a burning bush. That in itself was not a big surprise, because such things can happen in the intense heat of the desert sun. But what drew his attention was that the bush didn't burn up. That was unusual. As he inspected the bush more closely, he suddenly heard the voice of God from the middle of the bush. This was a life-changing moment for Moses, and it happened on a normal working day. It reminds us that we always need to be ready to hear the voice of God, however ordinary and unremarkable our day might seem to be. It's very tempting to think that God will choose to speak to us in the middle of a church service, or at a Christian festival, or while on spiritual retreat. And he might. But the experience of many people through the years is that God often speaks to us amid the ordinary circumstances of our everyday life. The challenge to us is to be alert, so that we hear what God is saying to us whenever he chooses to speak with us. Now let me ask you a question. Are you open to the fact that God might speak to you today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the way in which you speak. Give us ears to hear your voice amidst all the busyness and distractions of daily life. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for being with me today, and may God bless you.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.